because he made us. He created us that we might bring glory to his name, that we might give him glory. I was reading this morning in our daily devotional, and it talked about filling this statement. If you all read today's account, it said, today my purpose is, and I said, my purpose is to give God glory. Yeah. Amen. And it encouraged us to do that every day. So today our purpose is to give God glory. Amen. I want to talk from, I guess, a theme, I guess. But what I basically, this is what God dropped in my spirit early last week. And I didn't know how it was going to develop, but expressly, come out, wherever you are. That's what the Lord dropped in my spirit. Come out, wherever you are. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 61. One of the wonderful things about God is that he is sovereign. There's no power that's greater than his. No one can defeat God. And another great thing about God is he knows everything about everything. And he knows the end of a thing before its very beginning. And that those two facts alone should boost our confidence in God. The fact that he's sovereign, he knows everything, and he has all power. And God has recorded in the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament, God has prophesied some things and promised some things, and every promise of God is yea and amen. So whatever God has declared in his word, it will come to pass. Some of the things we may see on this side of eternity, and some of the things we may not see on this side, but whatever God has declared, he will bring it to pass in his time and at his choosing. So God here spoke to the prophet Isaiah in the 61st chapter and the first verse. I have the Amplified version of the Bible. And this is what Isaiah 61 and 1 says. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim, thank you, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison and of the eyes to those who are bound. God prophesying back here in Isaiah. And those of you who are familiar with this passage, you know when you understand that this was fulfilled in the public ministry of Jesus Christ. And it is in the public ministry of Jesus Christ where these words are fulfilled. It's important to know that when Jesus came on the scene, he came on the scene to bring salvation. He came on the scene to bring God's message. He came on the scene to live amongst us as the Son of Man and to represent God as the Son of God. And when he came on the scene, there were particular things that had to be fulfilled that was prophesied about him. And this is one of the events that was prophesied about Jesus Christ. Now, it is important to understand that there was a forerunner of Jesus who we know as John the Baptist or John the Baptizer. And John the Baptizer was sent on a mission by God, and he was commissioned to baptize. And when John received his commission, God told him, he said, you're going to see somebody that the Spirit of God is going to descend on and remain. And he said, this is the one who baptizes with the Holy Ghost. So John was doing his job. John was doing, fulfilling the ministry that God gave him to fulfill, and he encounters Jesus. He encounters Jesus. Now in Luke, the third chapter, and verse number 22, the Bible says, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven saying, you are my son, my beloved. In you I am well pleased and find delight. So this is a fulfillment of what God had declared way before Jesus came in the flesh. Now, what we have to understand is that if you're going to do a work for God, you need the authorization of God, you need the power of God, and in this day and time, you need the Spirit of God. And it's interesting that Jesus, he received the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says in Luke's gospel that Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, he was led by the Holy Ghost into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. It's important for us to know that where we are right now in our lives, God is fully aware of where we are. He equipped Jesus to go through that 40 days of temptation because he was full of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost led him, the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness. So whatever wilderness you may be facing, don't go in the wilderness alone. Make sure through your wilderness experience you have intact the Spirit of God. Because sometimes the Spirit of God will lead you into a place where you're not comfortable. Sometimes, if I understand the Bible correctly, Scripture says about Jesus in one place, he was tempted on all points, like as we are, yet without sins. So he has become, and he is, our faithful high priest. So if the Spirit of God, which we have received on the day we received salvation, was powerful enough and strong enough to sustain Jesus for 40 days in the wilderness, surely that same Spirit, if it dwells in us, since it dwells in us, it is powerful enough to sustain us through anything that we have to face and go through down here. So he was tempted, and we understand from reading the record how Satan tempted him. He tempted him, and when he was tempted of the devil, he spoke the word against Satan. We need to know what God has declared in his word, so that when our test comes, when our wilderness comes, when our storms come, we will not be so easily shaken, or we will not be so easily moved, because we have God with us in the storm. We have God with us taking us through the wilderness. We have to know what is written. We have to know what God has declared in his word, and how to rightly divide what God has declared in his word. So the Bible says in the account where Jesus is tempted in the wilderness in the book of Luke, after Jesus successfully got through the temptation, the scripture says the devil left him for a season. For a season. And that's what he'll do for us. He will leave for a season, but he's coming back. Don't let your guard down. Rejoice when you go through your trial successfully, the way that God intended for you to go through the trial. But don't get the big head, because in a moment, he's coming back with something else. You can count on the devil being the devil all the time. But a greater thing that you can count on is God being God all the time. We are no match for the devil with our own human reasoning, but with the word of God and the spirit of God, the word declares, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. So there is a way for victory. There is a path of victory. There is a path of success as God sees it and as God calls it, as long as we do it God's way. And sometimes there's a problem because we don't always like to do it God's way. We want to get through with this as quick as we can because it's painful. It's tiresome. It's frustrating to have to go through certain things that we have to go through, and we want relief, and we want immediate relief. But I hear the Bible say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Yeah, that's easy for you to say, but you ain't going through what I'm going through. Yeah, I'm not, but you ain't going through what I'm going through anyway. So you got to wait, and I got to wait. So let us encourage one another. So let's wait on the Lord, and let's be of good courage, and God will strengthen our heart. All right? So now we come to Luke, the fourth chapter, and around verse number 16, just setting up the background for what is taking place here. So Luke, the fourth chapter, in verse 16, in the Amplified Version, it says, so he came to Nazareth, talking about Jesus. So he came to Nazareth. That Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And he entered the synagogue, as was his custom on the Sabbath day. There's a period there. Let me just say, Jesus was accustomed of gathering every Sabbath day. Jesus attended the synagogue on a regular basis. He was taught that from a child. And when he got older, he kept on doing it. Right, let that sink in just for a moment. All right, so he's there, as was his custom. You see that? On the Sabbath day. What's your custom? I hear the Bible say, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And so much the more, as a matter of some is, so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. Can't you see the day approaching? Can't we see the day of the Lord's return is at hand? So Jesus came to Nazareth, that Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and he entered the synagogue, as was his custom, on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read, and there was handed to him the roll of the book of the prophet Isaiah, and he unrolled the book and found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You see, so he's now it's actually happening. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, broken down by calamity, to proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. In other words, if you allow me, Jesus was saying, come out, wherever you are. Amen. I don't care what your condition is. I don't care if you are blind physically or if you're blind spiritually. I don't care if you're downtrodden. I don't care if you're bruised by life or you're crushed or you're broken down or you're facing calamity. Jesus said, God has anointed me to preach to you about your deliverance, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and free favors of God are profusely abounding. And then I believe he gave the book back to the attendant and said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. I just came by to tell you on the first day of the year that your deliverance has already been declared. God, he knew us before he formed us. And God knew every situation that we would face. And he sent Jesus Christ to secure our salvation, to give us the faith and the confidence. And if we put our faith and confidence in what Jesus Christ has done, if the Bible said when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more now we can be reconciled by his life. So what God, I believe, is trying to let us know as we start off this year of 2017, thank God he took us through 2016. And yes, we faced some things that we didn't really want to face. Yes, and some of the wind may have been knocked out of our sails, and some of us maybe have decided that we're just going to step back a little bit because I'm not sure how this whole thing is going to shake out, and I don't know what's going to come on the next horizon, but I come to declare to you, this is no time for us to push back. This is no time for us to push pause. This is no time for us to sit complacent, but I declare that I believe God is saying to this assembly, come out wherever you are. Listen, he said the opening of the doors to those who are in prison, and some have let other people put us in mental prisons. Some have let other people talk to us or dissuade us or discourage us and tell you that you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't do this. And some of us have put ourselves in our own prisons. I'm not good enough. God gave you a gift and he wants some returns on the gifts that he gave you. Since God allowed you to be born, there's some glory yet to be revealed in your life. There's some work that God has called specifically you as an individual to do. Why you think the enemy is trying to kill off everything about you, everything that's godly? Why you think the enemy is on your track hard and heavy? Because God has some great things for you to do, and God has sent me to tell somebody in this house this morning, come out wherever you are. Listen, sometimes we put ourselves in a mental prison, but I thank God. Listen, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. So if you have locked yourself up in a spirit of fear or low self-esteem, come out wherever you are.
Jesus paid the price for every last one of us to come out of whatever has held us down. When he went to the cross of Calvary, it wasn't just to go or just for a show, but it was to set us free from the hands of the enemy. He broke the reign of sin that the devil had upon us. And let me tell you something that you already know. Let me remind you, God is for us. You hear what I said? God is for us. And I hear his word declare, if God or since God is for us, who can be against us? So I refuse to stay in the same mental state that I was in 2016. I'm leaving 2016 behind. Everything that I didn't get done in 2016, it just didn't get done. But thank God for new mercy. Thank God for new grace. I refuse to sit quietly and watch the devil ramp up his attack on my brothers and on my sisters and on our children and on our families. Come out. Listen, you are a kingdom of priests. It's time for you to come out. Come out of low self-esteem. Come out of them talking. Listen, they talking about you because they want to be like you. That's why they're trying to hold you down. But I hear God said in his word, you are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. So come out. God's calling the conquerors out this morning. God's calling the soldiers out this morning. And let me tell you something. He wants us to come out. And some of us got to come out from some bad relationships. Yes, I'm going there. I'm going right there. We got to come out. I hear God said in his word, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not, glory to God, the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Listen, we can't allow the devil to bluff us anymore. We can't afford to buy any of the wolf tickets that the devil is saying. Listen, God is our God. God is our King. God is our strength. God is our life. Let the world talk about whatever they want to talk about, but let's talk about Jesus. Let's tell everybody that we come in contact with that Jesus saves. Yes, he does. He still saves in 2017. God still delivers from all kind of abuse, sexual abuse, drug abuse, alcoholic abuse, relationship abuse, spiritual abuse. God delivers. Jesus said, the Spirit of the living God is upon me because God has anointed me to preach some good news to the poor. I got good news for all of you who have a poor self-image. You were made, glory to God, in the image of God. Ain't nothing poor about God. So come out of that poor self-image. Come out. Wherever you are, come out, come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. God knows right where you're sitting. And see, the devil wants to keep you sitting. He wants to keep you sitting because if you sit, then you ain't going to do nothing. But get involved. Get involved in what God has for you to do. There's some people that you can reach that we can't reach. Come out. Come out wherever you are. You got to make up your mind. This year, I ain't going for that. This year, I ain't settling for that. Yeah, devil. Yeah, you were licking your chops in 2016. But I come in the name of the Lord to knock every one of them chops out. I want to knock the devil's teeth out. hit him square in his face. Spiritually speaking, because I can't fight no more. Come out. Wherever you are, sitting on your gifts, sitting on your talents, sitting on your witness. Come out! Wherever you are, God knows where you are. Listen. Remember, he called Adam in the garden. Adam, where are you? Huh? Adam, where are you? After he fell. Yeah, we might have made some mistakes in 2016. And tried to hide ourselves, just like Adam did, tried to hide himself in the trees of the garden. But God made them trees. God can see through the trees. If God wanted to, he could tell the tree, get out of the way. That's my son there. I'm coming for my son. Get tree, move. Tree, let there be some space between you and my son. That's the kind of power God has. He can speak to the son and tell the son, okay, hold on for a minute, I got something to do. God can come in the midst of your situation when all type of tall trees are stacked against you, and God can say, move, 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 move. That's my child. I'm coming to get my child. But when he calls you, don't hide. Say, here am I. It's me, God. Here I am. Here I am. Yeah, God, you got me. It's me. It's me. It's your boy. Yeah. I know I was a knucklehead sometimes. Yeah. But it's me. God. I'm so glad because this one I couldn't get over, but God moved it out the way. God will come looking. Look at the prodigal. God will come looking for you. So today, the first day of the year, God's come looking for somebody. He said, come out wherever you are, whatever prison, whether it's self imposed or others imposed. God said, I'm opening up the prison door. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm opening up the prison door. Now, look at God. God can open the prison door, but you got to walk out. God, that's what he did in the book of Acts. They was praising, but I dare you, I challenge you, in the midst of your confusion, in the midst of the surroundings that seem to be closing in on you, I dare you to get a midnight hour praise going. Don't make no sense, because looking at it through natural eyes, I shouldn't be praising. I should be singing a woe is me song, but if there's an inkling of faith that you have in God, in your dark midnight situation, just begin to lift up a praise. Sometimes it might not start audibly, but it has to start in your heart. Just in your heart. Yeah, I know you got all types of things that are facing you. You got deadlines and folks threatening you to do this and do that. But just in your heart, in the midst of all that noise, just in your heart, start lifting up a praise. And before you know it, it will move from your heart and circulate to your vocal cords. And then when everybody's looking at you and say, yeah, she's fitting to flip out right now, then a praise comes out of your mouth. No. I ain't going to flip out. I'm going to look up. Glory. I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So wherever you are, God's saying, come out. Come out wherever you are. You got some things that God wants to accomplish through you and in you in this new year. But you got to make up your mind. I'm coming out. All right, I got to go to another place. Some of us have to come out of the mentality of what we think church is all about. Yeah, I know God gave me this. We got to come out of the mentality or the perspective of what we think church is all about. Thank God for a building, but it's really not about a building. Church is a living organism
and living organism, if there's life in it, then it will bring forth more. It will expand. So some may have in their minds all the trappings of what church is supposed to be or what it was back then. We're not back then. We're right here, right now. Remember the God-given unity prayer. That wasn't just something just to put on the back of a bulletin. That was prayerfully considered. And I believe it was divinely given. And a portion of that prayer says that we have to be ready and willing to welcome all. So we have to sometimes change our mentality or perspective of what we think church ought to look like. Got real quiet. But we have to do that. And so then if we don't do that, we're stuck in the prison of our own perspectives. We're stuck in the prison of our own opinions. And we're stuck in the prison of tradition. So what we're going to do? God says, come out wherever you are. You can't hide. come out wherever you are. Yeah, but I'm supposed to look a certain way when I come to church. I'm supposed to say certain things, and I'm supposed to posture and gesture a certain way when I come to church. You are the church of the living God. So then I have to make a decision. Now there's some things that I got to come out of in 2017. I don't think I'm by myself. In fact, I know I'm not by myself. I'm not going to even give you the benefit of the doubt. I got to come out, and so do you. Everybody in here got to come out of something. And some of us got more than a something. Yeah, I said us. But then we have to make up our mind. What we gonna do? What we gonna do? God says, come out, wherever you are. And you and God know where you are. Oh, you don't support God's house like you know you should? You and God know where you are. On time for everything else, except for the things of God. You and God know where you are. Prepare for more things outside than you do for kingdom stuff or kingdom business. You and God know where you are. So God sends this call out corporately, but it's up to you as an individual to hear the call, heed the call, or refuse the call. You're going to do something. But let me tell you what I decided. I'm going to tell you what I decided. Here's what I decided. I'm coming out. That's what I decided. I'm coming out. I ain't going to let nothing hold me from doing what God wants me to do in 2017. I'm coming out. I'm coming out fasting. I'm coming out praying. I'm coming out worshiping. I'm coming out witnessing. I'm coming out giving. I'm coming out. Now, I may not look like what you think a pastor ought to look like, but I'm coming out to reach some people. And sometimes I can't reach them in a robe and all that stuff. I got to reach them like this. Wait a minute. That's where I come from. So now that I got a title and I got a few sets of cufflinks, I'm coming out of them too when I have to. What you gonna do? we can reach more people being real and not sanctimonious. I'm coming out. When God put this on my mind, I had to rush and get this t-shirt made. I said, Lord, I had to call somebody. I left Long Beach and went all the way downtown. They said, we close at 8. I said, I'm on my way. She said, what you want? I said, I'm coming out. What you want? She didn't know what it was about. I'm coming out. Huh? I'm coming out. Ooh, I'm coming out of procrastination. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm coming out of excuses. I'm coming out. I'm coming out of what had happened was. I'm coming out of that too. I'm coming out of, you don't understand. No, you understand. I'm coming out. And I'm coming out, like I said, praying. I'm coming out fasting. I'm coming out praising. And I'm coming out worshiping. So you might see me somewhere, and you don't have to claim me, but I'm still coming out. And when you get this revelation, guess what? You're going to run down there and get you one of them t-shirts too. What you mean you coming out? I ain't coming out. Listen, okay, just let me get this right, just in case the devil want to try to play with this. The only closet I'm coming out is the same one that I'm going in, and that's my prayer closet. All right, so put that on the devil. Somebody ought to Facebook that or hashtag that or something. Pastor Jackson came out. Put it up there. Oh, on the first day of 2017, he came out before the whole congregation. He's been married 32 years and he came out. Glory, hallelujah. I bet you that'll go viral. Put it up there and tell them to get the tape. Get the message. Tell them they need to come out too. Glory. Hallelujah. All right. I think I'm done. Come out. Come out. Wherever you are. Yeah, put that on Facebook. Here, somebody use my phone. Use my phone. Put it out there. Yeah, put it out there. Say, Pastor came out. He came out. Thank you. Came out in front of the whole congregation. What? First day of the year. What? I got to go to that church. He that winneth souls is wise. I'm coming out. Amen. I'm coming out. Who else is coming? Anybody else in here coming out? Huh? Are you coming out? Whatever had you bound, come on out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Amen. All right, I need to change into some proper attire now for communion, huh? No, I think I'm all right. I know I'm all right. I'm coming out of tradition just for the sake of tradition. If it doesn't give glory to God, I need to come out of it. Can I drink some tea? Thank you. You all are kind. Now, the first thing for an individual to come out of, and the way has been so graciously and strongly provided for any individual that chooses this morning to come out of sin. The way has already been provided through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So if you're in our midst this morning, what a glorious and great opportunity we have on the first day of the year for an individual to declare with your actions and your faith, I'm coming out.